Welcome to Life Uncharted Podcast with Damola, Diana, and Shayo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode. My name is Damola, and as always, I'm here with the other hosts, co-hosts. Are you guys co-hosts or hosts? Anyway, introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hi, everyone. Podcast fave here, Shayo. Your number one. The way Damola called us as other. Excuse you. Is the fave, or maybe Diana is the other, but hi guys.
Okay, hello everybody. Good evening. Hello. Hello, people listening. Hello, Life Uncharted podcast listener.
Oh God, I beg. Something is definitely wrong with the both of you. First of all, Diana said good evening. Like, we don't actually know what time they're going to be listening to this. So for some people, it might be in the morning or afternoon.
What about time you're listening to it? Hello, hi.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, how are you ladies doing? Did anything interesting happen this week? Well, actually, first, before we get there, again, we didn't keep to our promise. Because obviously, by the time this episode will be released, it'll probably be about 3 weeks or maybe four since the last episode was released. Is it 3 weeks? I'm not sure. But we were supposed to release 2 episodes per month, and this is probably going to be the only episode this month. So we apologize in advance, but we hope to make it up to you by making this one a fun one. So ladies, how are you both doing?
First of all, though, let me say one more thing to Damola's comment and her apology. Guys, it's not for lack of trying. We actually did attempt, but unfortunately, you know, one-to-one-two things happened and we couldn't release it because we want you to receive the best quality possible. But yes, we'll try to make this as interesting as possible. About my week, though,
people say we'll try and make this as interesting as possible. Isn't that, good to make sure that everybody laughs? A clown.
Well, first of all, I'm not a clown, but I'm hilarious if I do say so myself.
Go back to the question.
Yes, like,
you guys get sidetracked very easily.
It's not me. Honestly, I feel like, I don't know, it's been one of those weeks where it's been a blur. Like, things have moved so quickly, which I'm thankful for, honestly, guys, because it's like Easter break. It's been a long time coming. Actually, I didn't tell you guys this, but technically I do have 3 weeks off work because schools are closing. Can you imagine? But obviously I'm not actually taking 3 weeks off.
That is amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
Not really, though, because can you imagine not working for 3 weeks?
No, but like, don't you get paid?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not pleasant. But again, I've found other things to do.
Oh, so my mom was around for like 2 weeks. So I was blessed with the presence of my mom. And then let me tell you guys, I don't think, we haven't spoken. So let me tell you the thought I had coming into this week. On Monday, I looked at my life. I calculated my salary. And I was like, so if I was to get married, this is the salary I'll marry on. God forbid. That's actually what went through my mind.
Diana, please.
For real, I'm not joking. I was so sad. I was like, if I actually was to get married, like, is this a salary that I'll see in case, like, it's like a thing of what do you bring to the table? Like, how much do you intend to contribute to the income of this house? I'm just going to be like, sir, I don't have money. I mean, I came to just be fed.
Lol, you said what you bring to the table, okay? So that's the most interesting thing from your week.
Well, I don't know, my week is...
I'm sorry, Diana, why did you tell that story like that? Like, you just had a thought, and then that was the end of the thought.
There's a backstory to this thought, but it's not something I can see on the podcast. So maybe I'll tell you later. But like, that's where the thought, whatever backstory happened, that's where we landed. My week had more downs than up, but I've been trying to put on a brave face. I've just been trying to push whatever my mind, because I'm like, at the end of the day, this is not who you are. This is probably just what you have to do for the meantime.
We'll probably have to talk about this outside of the podcast. But for me, the only thing I'm going to tell you guys is that don't be surprised if I open another Instagram page and I'll be sharing like food recipes, not food recipes though, food that I am cooking and things that I am baking.
Hello, is that what we're doing?
It's not. I'm not teaching anybody. It's just. Might be a new thing. Don't be surprised. I don't know if I'll actually do it, but I'm putting it out there.
I'm excited.
And I don't know if Chayo and Damola. Well, I just want to announce because I want everybody to kind of like hold me accountable. It's about the podcast though, and I'm announcing to the people that own the podcast with me on the podcast. Anyway, that aside, let's continue.
Please, why? What did we do to you? Like, what? Everything you just said now. Which part do you want us to make sense of now?
I'm thinking on the 1st of April. I don't know. We'll probably try and get subscribers before then. But like on the 1st of April, I'm thinking like the first letter should roll out. So that's it.
That's exciting. But today we are discussing something very, 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 very juicy. I don't know if it's that juicy. So 2 years ago in May 2022, if you did not listen to that episode or if you were not listen to the podcast at the time, we're going to link that episode in the description of this one so that you can listen. So ideally, it'd be great for you to listen to that one before this one. But if you just stumble on this one, that's fine as well. So 2 years ago, we recorded, when I say we, I'll say Diana and I, because Shia wasn't actually there the day we recorded it. And what made me feel we needed to talk about it again was because at the time we actually wanted to go into a whole series. I don't know if Diana remembers, but then I don't know what happened. I guess life just happened and we just gave up on that. Well, I thought that we just scratched the surface. I thought like, you know, there was a lot that we could still contribute to the topic. And obviously time has passed and we might have different thoughts on the subjects. So for all of my rambling, the title of that episode was Single and Content. So it was like, can you be single and content? And I remember that Diana said something in that episode, which was what even made us talk about it in the first place. She was like, if she had gotten married at the time, it would be considered child marriage. So out of curiosity, Diana, has that changed? If you get married now?
No, dear. Still very much child marriage. I stand on that every day.
Okay. I guess some things just never change.
It wouldn't be child marriage. It would be... Is it teenage marriage?
I love it. It's still very much premature.
But like more mature than child. So yeah.
Listen to Diana. I'm sure she does not mean what she's saying.
Actually, I think she does because I agree. Please, dear. Very much.
I know that Damola knows that I mean what I say. So I'm not sure why she's like, don't listen to Diana. Please, if you're my age and you think that marriage is like now is not child marriage, I mean, that's good for you. It's age is what a number, right? I'm a child at heart. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shia, why do you agree with her?
Because I am a child. That is why. I'm very much a child. Yeah, not at heart, please. Okay, let me be serious, even though I 100% agree. Because I was genuinely thinking about this when, I don't know if it was after Damola said we'll talk about this episode again, or earlier this week before you actually said this. I think I was just, on my way back from work, I'd be thinking about random things. But I was just like, so if I really were to get married, like the way I currently feel, I don't feel equipped to, and maybe again, I don't think it's that marriage is a scary, it is kind of scary, but I don't feel equipped. And yes, maybe you're learning the marriage, but I don't feel equipped to be anybody's wife. I don't feel anybody equipped to be any child's mother. Teen mom is what I would be if I were to get pregnant and push out a baby.
I don't have what I bring to the table. There's nothing I bring to the table.
Diana, please.
I don't think that's true, Diana. Can you see? Okay, fine. So, Shia, as you have that thought that maybe, and this is not actually the focus of the podcast, this episode, I don't know what I'm asking or I'm dwelling on it, but are there things that you are doing to, let's say, prepare yourself? But absolutely are there things not. That you are doing?
No. because magic it will happen like that. But yeah, generally it was something I was thinking about, and I'm like, I should actually perhaps be doing things like to prepare myself. So there's this girl that I watch, is it on TikTok, but she used to have like a YouTube that I used to watch years ago, and she recently had a baby. She's younger than us, she's like maybe 25, but before she had the baby, she was saying like, oh, she went to therapy and things like that to sort of prepare herself and prepare her mind, because motherhood is like, is a huge, immense task. And so as I was thinking that, I'm not really ready to be a wife or be a mom, but you are right, Damla. A part of me was saying, maybe you should be doing things to sort of prepare yourself. But how does one even prepare themselves? Because again, I started thinking about people who get married when they're 21, 22, 23. And I know for certain that those people do not do anything to prepare themselves for marriage or motherhood, but they're doing fine. So do I really need to take it as such a
yes
task where I'm like, well, you have to do this, you have to be intentional? Yes. Of course, yes, you have to be
yes
a complete human, feel emotionally ready. We won't talk about the finance because
complete human.
But emotionally, be willing to join yourself with another person, or emotionally be ready to bring a human being into this world. Like, I was thinking about it, but I was just like, I beg. This is why I'm a child bride, because I'm not ready for none of that.
For me, I feel more I feel more equipped now than I was 2 years ago. Like, if someone had asked me to marry them 2 years ago, I wouldn't even think twice. I'll say no. Like, there's no convincing me that even God said that you should marry me. It's not happening. But like, now, if someone says, oh, would you marry me? It's something I would actually, like, I'd marry me to.
But nobody's proposing to Diana anytime soon, so you don't have to worry about that.
Shio, that is rude.
I'm sorry, I had to. I'm so sorry.
Shio, that is rude. Because as I always say, God is working, even though you're always clowning us.
Do.
God is at work, and we have to stay expectant. We have to stay hopeful for all the things he's about to do. So Shio, like I always say, on this podcast, we'll come and give testimony. So
I cannot wait. I will dance and we'll do Thanksgiving and shame me.
Because it's definitely not in the venue, because you're not invited. So where are you?
Boo! I'm going to invite myself. Okay. And where should I be?
Oh my God. Anyway, Shio wasn't here that last episode. And the question we were asking that time was, can you be single and content? And I think at the end of that episode, Diana was like, you know, she doesn't think she can be single and content. And she said she can also answer for Shio. She doesn't think Shio will be single and content. And I listened to the episode and I realized I never answered. I kind of spoke around it.
Oh, like never. Wow.
No.
I've sworn you said
I that. Actually didn't give a definite answer. I was talking around, just because I, just wait, because I couldn't wrap my head around what contentment meant. And I think a part of me was afraid, or a part of me was scared of saying, oh yes, I can be single and content, because I was worried that if I said, yes, I can be single and content, that means I don't desire, let's say, marriage or partnership or things like that. So that's where I was conflicted. And that's where I felt, and that's why I think I couldn't give a definite answer. Because now in 2024, I have the, you know, hindsight is 2020 and time has passed. I can now answer that question confidently because there's no doubt in my mind. So with all of that backstory, my answer is yes, I can be single and content.
Oh wow. Okay.
So I can be single.
That answer from you.
Why? What do you mean?
As in,
just like Shio doesn't strike me as you also do.
Madam, please. I will get to that.
But less you than Shio. I'm more like I can take your answer because I'm like, okay, I see it. Do you understand?
Wait, you can take Damola's answer.
But like, but if you Shio can't says anything other than no, I can't take her answer.
So I'm going to elaborate because I think that obviously because it seems like I have more clarity about it now, and you might be wondering what changed or why am I so sure that this is my answer. I think I have come to a place of understanding. God has helped me to understand what contentment means, or being content, what it means. And I think that it's no longer, so my contentment is not coming from the fact that I am married or not. My contentment is coming from God. So my contentment is coming from the trust and the faith that I have in God, trusting in his sovereignty, trusting that he is the one that gives every good thing, and he knows exactly why whatever state I'm in my life, and he knows why I need to be in that position at that point in time. So because I know and I believe that God is good and God does not hate me and God is not going to mess up my life, I am content in that fact. I am content in whatever season, right, that I am. I think it was in Philippians that Paul was saying that, you know, I've learned how to be content in all circumstances and in all situations. So I think my contentment is in the fact that wherever it is that I am right now, it is good and it is for a reason. So that's why I can be single and content, but I can still desire marriage and they are not opposing.
Okay, I understand. I mean, let me see, how do I want to say this? I feel like you already knew this, or in my mind, I feel like this was something that both of you already knew, or maybe, I don't know, I think Damla just all of a sudden has a different perspective on it. But actually, maybe you didn't. You knew it, but you didn't feel it or believe it.
Yeah, I think it might have been a head knowledge, but it wasn't something that I believed to be a reality in my life. It's almost like I felt like I had to choose. Do you understand? So by being content in this season or whatever, if this is a season, right? Being content in it meant that I didn't want marriage or I didn't desire marriage. So I think it wasn't clear. It wasn't something I really saw. So all of these truths, it might have been there somewhere in my head that I know it to be true, but it didn't exactly come to reality in my life. It wasn't something that I believed. Do you understand? So mm-hmm. I think that now I've come into, it's not just the head knowledge somewhere there, but it's my reality, is what I actually believe.
Yeah, I definitely get that. I want to hear Diana's thoughts first before I kind of circle back to myself.
And this is not like saying I don't agree or something, because obviously it's you, so you're the one who knows what you think. But I don't know what to say. I don't have any thoughts.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Damla, do you want to say something before I go?
No, it's not fair enough, because she definitely has thoughts. We're not rushing. Don't worry. Just say, because I think that's why we're having the conversation, right? So that we can all share our thoughts and we can all, because you can tell me something and I would gain new perspective and I would see it, you know, a different way. So that's why we're having a conversation. Yeah, so you definitely have thoughts.
Yeah, so it's not at the end of the day, I don't think,
yeah, I think that's what Diana is struggling to not even articulate herself, like I think to even completely describe how what you've said has entered into her brain, right? And to then even interpret that, right, Diana?
I understand, to be honest. I understand and I get it. But it now makes me think that, okay, so this doesn't now have to do with you. It now has to do with, okay, you that said you can't be. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, now I get what you mean.
So that's just it. It's not.
Okay. Okay. But I think it's not a, again, remember that when we had this conversation the first time, I couldn't say this with, what's the word? I couldn't just point blank say this because things were pretty hazy in my mind. Because like I said, there was a lot of fear in saying that, how can I say I am single and content? Mm-hmm. Even though kind of a part of me always felt that was it. But then I wasn't sure because I was like, this is something I want. So if I say I'm single and content, that means I'm happy. I don't want, it wasn't that clear in my mind. So me saying that I can say it confidently now, that I can be single and content. Even if you might not be able to say it confidently now, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. I don't think that's not the point I'm trying to make. It doesn't mean that, oh, you that you're saying you can't be single and content, that means there's a problem.
No, because time
had to pass for me to be able to get...
Yeah, I know, I understand. I'm not saying...
To be able to also, get to this point.
I'm not also saying that it's a problem. For me, I think a lot of things has to do with... I got too comfortable with dismissing the idea of being partnered up with someone that would lead to like maybe marriage or something. So I think people have derailed from this conversation, I swear my brain has gone somewhere else. So
No. Because what you're saying is going somewhere.
Yeah, but it's straying away from the conversation. Basically,
it doesn't matter.
I think I got too comfortable dismissing the idea of being partnered up with someone that would lead to marriage. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to get married. Do you understand? And it wasn't for lack of people coming around. No. I was just in a place where I felt like I didn't want to have to think about all these things. Do you understand? Like, it was derailing me from what I should be doing or thinking about. I don't know if that makes sense. And so I still stand on, if I were single, if I was not to get married to anybody, would I be like content? And there's contentment in Jesus at the end of the day. Like, everything is vanity. But I still feel like I really hope and I know that this is also God's plan for me, because it would actually lead to a move that is obviously like greater than me. So that's one thing I know that I want to happen. So yeah, so I still stand on my own. So that's me just answering my own again.
As somebody who wasn't in the conversation the last time, guys, and let me just give you a disclaimer, because this is really funny to me. Honest thoughts. As soon as Damola said her response, I was like, whoa, okay. This took a turn that I wasn't expecting. Maybe that's what also happened to Diana. But because I spent time listening to the original, so part one of Single and Content, I don't know, I had a different idea or energy coming into the episode. But I really like where this has gone, because Diana, with her big mouth and beautiful face, said that she would answer for me because she knows me, and said that she believes that I would say, if I was single, I wouldn't be content. And I'm just like, yes, you're my best friend, but you don't actually know that I would not be single and content.
I'm sorry.
Or I would be single and not content.
I don't want to cut you off. Please, you don't see my name from your mouth alone.
No. Context, because you answered for me in the first episode, so your name was being my mouth. But guys, that was what Diana said, and as I was listening over to the episode and really thinking, I mean, obviously she knows me to an extent, so it's fair enough for her to give what she thinks my answer would be. But I genuinely started to think about, would I really be
okay, first of all,
content? But again, okay,
so this was in 2022 when I answered that question, just so you have it.
Diana, what does that even mean, this girl? Tell me
how does that make a difference?
It makes a difference.
Please.
Because at that time,
what difference?
For sure. In fact, even now, I still believe, but like, because I haven't, I feel like.
Exactly. Wait, I'm just saying, what does that mean?
Let me finish talking. Can I? Thank you. I feel like now I wouldn't know how to answer that question now. And that's because I don't feel like we've had enough conversations recently to.
Okay. Even then, that you feel like we've had enough conversations, I would have said with my full chest that if I was single, I would be content.
And you would be a
and
liar.
I say that because, okay, Diana, because you know me better than I know myself, okay? And I say that because I feel like we've done another similar episode, and I don't know what the episode was about, but I remember in that episode, we were talking about relationships and it wasn't really fully about contentment, but I remember I had talked about a period in my life where I was actively, I don't know, maybe it was around friendship or something. I was actively not interested in dating, in not being in a relationship, anything of the sorts. And I almost wanted that period to last forever, where to the fact that, again, I think it was a friendship one where we said we found like whatever.
Yeah, joy. I think it was friendships.
So, yeah, I think it was that episode. But I remember I had a period, obviously I'm in a relationship now, guys, disclaimer, right? Maybe Diana thinks because I'm almost always in a relationship, she thinks I'm the person who wouldn't be single and content. But again, I know how I felt during that period of singleness. And during that time, I did genuinely feel like the happiest, or maybe again, that period was one of the happiest periods I've ever been in my life, right? I was very, very happy. I remember even someone asking me one of the best years of my life, and that was one of the best years of my life. And I wasn't in a relationship. So I felt content in my life then. But now I'm in a relationship, so my perspective is a little bit different. But if I wasn't in this relationship that I'm in, I'm trying genuinely to think, would I still be content? And genuinely, I think that I would, because my perspective is sort of similar to Damola's, in the sense that a little bit different. Damola strongly desires relationships. She's always been vocal about that. But I look at my life and I look at myself sometimes, and you know that thing where sometimes people say, oh, do you like dream about your wedding day, or do you dream about, you know, your family and your kids and blah, 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 all of those things. I've never really been that person. Yes, I'm somebody that will be in a relationship. I like being in a relationship. I love the person that I'm with and blah, blah, blah. But I'm not that person who, at least in my mind, maybe I've never said this out loud, but I'm not that person who strongly feels the need to be in something, or strongly feels like, oh my gosh, this is something that I desire more than anything else. So that's why I'm like, Diana, are you sure you really think? So I feel like if I was was single and I was single for a long time, maybe my perspective would be different, because again, you know, when you don't have something, you start to miss it, you start to want it and blah, blah, blah. But the period when I was single fully, there was, again, like Diana said, it's not for the lack of people not being interested, but I was actively saying, no, I don't actually want this, or I don't actually feel the need for it. I was very, very content. If that period were to, you know, last for a decade, again, there's context and there's cultural context to this feeling for all of us, right? Because I feel like in our culture, there are a lot of women that would be content if they were single, because women are ambitious. Women desire things more than, you know, being a wife and being a mother. Again, we've done a friendship episode, we've done a family episode. We find joy and ourselves in other things outside of relationships. And each one of us on this podcast, the three of us, definitely have lives outside of relationships. So I generally think, what I was even going to say again is, I think every single woman, if she decentered herself from, you know, seeking the gaze of men and listening to all the pressures that we have from family and whatnot, would be 100% content, right? Because like Damola and Diana have said, as the preachers that they are, I'm no preacher. We find our joy in Christ, right? Not in any man, not in each other, but in Christ. So Diana, you're wrong. I would 100% be single and content. That's the end of my rant.
I absolutely love it for you.
I think that what we might be missing here is balance. What and balance? I think that's probably just balance in the way we're thinking about it, because mm-hmm. when Shia was talking, she mentioned something and she was like, desiring relationships so much. And I'm just like, there can be a middle ground where you're like, okay, I'm content. I would like a relationship. A relationship is not an idol to me, but mm-hmm. if it comes, that's fine. And I think that's the middle ground we're trying to get to. The reason why I think it's important to get to that middle ground is because if we're not careful, we will become very unhappy, or we will go the other extreme. Like, oh yeah, I don't care about marriage, whatever, whatever. Yeah. Marriage is God's idea, by the way. I just wanted to plug that there. So I'm not saying that everyone is promised marriage, but it's not a sin to desire marriage. It's not a bad thing to desire it. But I feel like the middle ground is where we need to get to, where we can say, you know what, being married is not it's not an idol. It's not my God. That's not where my ultimate satisfaction in life will come from. My purpose in life is not just to be a wife or a mother. God has a purpose for my own life. I have something I'm contributing to this world apart from being just married. So I think that if we look at it like kind of in a balanced way, I think we would all agree. If we see it as me saying I'm single and content, it doesn't mean I don't want to marry or I don't desire marriage. It's that as my life is, there's nothing wrong with it. And there is a purpose for my life and there's something good I'm achieving at this particular point in time.
I actually, not that you implied, but I don't think that we disagree. I think just the perspective is different, right? So if we disagreed, I feel like Dana would have been like, I know you, because I am actually my girl. So maybe she's like, this girl loves men more than anything. But that's not actually true. And no shade, no tea, Dana. But I don't actually think we disagree. I think we all are on the same page. Just our perspectives are slightly different because we are different people. But again, as somebody who was not in the last episode, I remember you guys had spoken about Rita Dominic and her also marrying late. And I think, which is why when Dana and I were saying child brides, I just ultimately think that everybody has different paths to reach the same goal, right? If we all, again, marriage isn't God's design. If we all want to be married, or if you don't want to be married and you just want something different for yourself, that can change, right? Damola had a perspective 2 years ago, or an understanding 2 years ago, and that's different. So again, sort of echoing what Damola said, it's not a bad thing to desire marriage, it's not a bad thing to desire relationships, but who knows, something can happen in 2 years and either one of us can also be just like, for the next 5 years, I don't want to be partnered up, I don't want to be in a marriage, I don't want to be in a relationship, I don't want to be this or that. So we are all in different seasons. Cool. Another thing that I wanted us to sort of talk about is, you know, there's an age thing, right? I'm 29 plus, but the rest of the ladies here are in their 30s. And it was something that I was thinking.
Shia, behave yourself.
No. We said we're going to make this episode fun. But it was another thing that I was thinking about, being 30 plus, right? We're 30 plus actively. And the taboo, again, go and listen to part one. Damola and Diana did sort of highlight on this a little bit, but there's a lot of taboo surrounding being a 30-year-old spinster, unmarried. If you're not desiring marriage, I mean, there's something wrong with you. You should be in your husband's house by now. When I was that age, I already had 3 children, I already had 7 children, blah, 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 blah. But I think that oftentimes, while some women, again, based on back to this conversation about being single and content, while some women might actually want this for themselves, I just feel like there's a lot of pressure that subconsciously you start to desire things that are not actually even in your own plan for yourself, right? Or are not in God's timing for your life. Maybe your own calling is not meant to be married. You are meant to be married later in life. You are meant to be married, like Richard Dominic, again, not that we're using as an example, 40 plus or later plus. Because it was funny because I was joking to my aunt and saying, oh, she was teasing me and saying something, oh, I can't wait for you to be married, literally just last week. I can't wait for you to be married. I just think about your own day. Or my other aunt was just like, oh, I saw someone with a baby and I was just thinking about you. So like subconsciously, they're not intentionally trying to pressure me, but you know, these subtle hints that they are dropping. I feel like as women, we take these things, we internalize it, and somehow there are outward expressions, right? Where we start to move, and I know I'm going a little bit on a rant, we start to move differently, ultimately leading to making the wrong decisions in terms of who your partner is or in terms of timing for your life. So just saying that in terms of we need to realize that everybody is on their own path, everybody is on different timing. So not the thing where, and again, this is advice to all young women or women that's our age, like you are on your own path that has been designed for you perfectly by God. So don't see your friends. And I'm also saying this because Damo has gone for so many weddings in the last
year. And I have a few more this year.
Imagine. Even get closer to in this age, so many more of our friends are getting married. So many more people. You're invited for this and invited for that. Subconsciously, you start to think, oh, is this or will my turn or happen? Maybe it's not just your time yet, right? So don't let that pressure you into making the wrong decision. Let me stop now.
Oh, Shai, I really like that you said that, because that was kind of where I wanted us to end on. I know you're not single at the moment, but you've already touched on... Okay, sorry. You've already touched on, like, because I think that it was important, because last time when we ended, we just kind of ended, but I thought it was important to say, how can you live as a single woman? And I think I will add single Christian woman, because obviously we're all Christians and that's kind of our lens that we're using to look at this for the most part. And I think that one of the things that's really, really helped me is just having that space to be honest with myself. I always check what I feel. I always check, why do I think this? Because definitely, like you said, the pressure is definitely there. There are some places I go that if I smile too much, why are you opening your teeth? Where's your husband? Oh, I mean, so obviously all of this, when we're human beings and it's very difficult for these things not to have an effect. And I think that also in your friendships, it's very easy for your friends as well to actually add the pressure in. Because I had a conversation with one of my friends and she actually came to me and she was like, you know what, I'm actually sorry for saying all of that. Because I think there was a time where she was like, oh, you need to go on dating apps, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. And it was almost like, do you just want me to do all of these things? What if it's not what I'm supposed to do? Can't I just stay true to myself without having that pressure from a friend? And I think that it's important to have that honest space to have that conversation, because it's one thing that you have pressure from family members, but then there's also the pressure from friends. And I think that if you're also not comfortable with family members, most of the time there's nothing you can do about it. Maybe just establish more boundaries. But if you don't feel like in a friendship, maybe you are feeling some type of way, first you have to check yourself and say, did these people actually do anything for me to feel some type of way? Or did they do something? Can I change something? And my biggest advice is that just stay hopeful. Like, I don't know, live your life, but also stay expectant. Like, I mean, Shia will say we're delusional, but that is your business.
Guys, if you episode, Diana and Damola on this podcast put their mouth and said they would be married at the end of the year or in the next year. It's 2 years.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Please, where are the men? Where is the ring? Show me. Show me.
but honestly, stay hopeful. Like, don't, if there's something you want, like, I think we tend to shame people for having hope sometimes. And people should be allowed to have the hope that they want. If that's what's going to keep you going, believing that it's going to happen, then keep doing it. Don't. I think that there's a lot of fear in saying that, oh, because you said something this year, it didn't happen. Next year, you cannot say it again. If you like, you want to say it every year.
Yeah, I didn't remember continue. I said it.
Yeah, but don't be delusional like Damola and Diana. Like, why literally,
please.
No attempts were made to even, they just said, oh, Damola asked Diana where her man is. And she was like, yeah, he's coming. Something like that. Please, guys, go. I honestly listened to that episode. I was cracking up because these women are delusional.
We are not
being serious. About getting
I was being serious.
Okay, sorry.
You know, I was being serious.
No, I'm sure, because two of you were clowning on that episode. So I'm sure.
I wasn't clowning. I was very serious.
I was serious. Diana was clowning.
I think Diana was serious. I don't think she was playing around. I think she was serious. Anyway, before we round up, Diana, do you have any final things to say of how someone can, you know, I mean, currently you're single. So how are you currently living?
When did you last talk to me?
I believe you're still single.
She believes. Oh yeah, are you single? Which one? Please answer. Answer for the listeners, please.
That's what I'm saying now. Like, how are you currently living as a content single woman in the streets of Abuja? You know, how do you spend your time? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know how the streets of Abuja look like. That's number one.
Because you don't go nowhere.
You guys, so currently my life is almost dedicated to one thing currently. So I'm actually content where I am. Like, to be honest, it's not something that I think about. And it's something that I know that if it will happen, it will happen. Like, I don't need to do anything too much for it to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, trust me, have you met me? I'll still be very happy. Me, I'll be a menace to society. But like, no, I'm still like one, married or not. In all of this, I am saying that your joy is the most important thing. But for currently, I'm just really like engrossed with work. So I don't think like, Damola, like, I don't think about it. Do you understand? I don't think I have the time to sit down and say, oh, I am not happy because I'm not in a relationship.
Because you are busy.
Exactly. Yeah. Please ask.
You're not idle. That's the point. Some people just sit and wait around. You are not idle. You are
she's not giving
utilizing your advice. Time. Yeah. But I think it's good advice.
You too, they should go and be busy. When you now finish, you are no longer busy, Nko.
No.
No. If being coupled or being in a relationship, marriage at the end of the day is what you want for yourself, then please put yourself out there and make a right choice, because at the end of the day, you know that you're my fellow sister. So I'll tell you that the streets are rough.
Okay. On that note, I think what I will say finally, I may be shy because I don't want to talk again. The lesson I got from what Diana said is that don't be idle. Do something with your time. That is honestly the lesson. And this is no jokes. My dad says this thing a lot, that whatever it is you are looking for would find you in the place of service.
Yes,
please. It will find you when you are doing something. That's what my dad always tells me. So
he's a very wise man.
In this period, and I think I wanted to say it before, even if you are waiting for something, just get your hands doing something. You're figuring out what are you supposed to do with your life. Try and figure it out now that you're single. If you are working on your career, try and sort it out. Invest in your friendships. Do something. Travel. Learn new things. Like, just keep busy.
You
don't just waste
now.
Don't just look around. Why? Because then you will hope you had this time. So yeah, that's the advice I got. And please, Shayo, start preparing for marriage. Start reading books. In fact, that's been the new thing I'll start sending to you. I'll start sending you books. Books and YouTube videos.
Said that she's getting married in July.
Who is getting married in July? You, Diana, Abby.
Shai, I don't want you to start that now. So we're going to end the episode.
No, wait. I don't get to give advice because I'm in a relationship. I don't understand what's happening.
Okay, sorry, Shai. Please give your advice. Don't drag Diana.
Forget all the preaching Damola and Diana are giving. There's nothing like the warm, strong embrace from a chocolate dark-skinned man. Okay, so forget all this way of love is crisis.
All right, thank you for listening to the episode today. I hope you enjoyed it. There's always a poll or something on if you're listening on Spotify, so please engage and follow us on Instagram. We are at @lifeuncharted_. We will catch you in the next episode.
Also, rate.
Bye.
Bye.
Please. Oh yeah, rate the podcast. Please. Bye. Bye.